The following shiur has been delivered by Harav Aaron David Lebovitz, Rosh Kollel in Kollel Ateres Chaim Baruch, and is presented by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Mishnah, the beginning of Perek Ve'elu Oivrim, tells us Ve'elu Oivrim B'Pesach. These are other types of chametz that a person is Oivr, the Averis of chametz on Pesach, and the Mishnah enumerates various items. Basically, these items can be broken up into two categories. Number one, Teruvus chametz, things that have chametz mixed into them. And secondly, chametz neksha, which is a chametz which is not completely turned into chametz, or chametz that's not so edible. These two items are discussed in this Mishnah, and the Mishnah, after enumerating some varieties, the Mishnah concludes, Harei Elu v'azhara v'emehen mishum kares. There's a lav, malchus, on these items. However, they're not the full-fledged aver of chametz that brings with it an iser of kares. So what lav is it that you're over by being involved with this type of chametz? So Rashi says, v'elu oivrin aleim b'bal yirov alimotze. That aside from the obvious problem of eating such chametz, this also gets involved with b'yirov alimotze, the lavim that one is not allowed to have the chametz in his possession. So Tosfos asks on Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam asks, that since the source of learning out this iser of the isurim of chametz is from the pasuk of so the whole Isra of Achila, which is l'chayra more chomer than b'yirov alimotze, even the Isra of Achila needs a special pasuk. So if you don't have a special pasuk to include, to incorporate these types of chametz in the b'yirov alimotze, mecha teisi, there should be b'yirov alimotze on this chametz. So therefore, Ben Otam himself learns that the Elu Oivrin is that one who eats it. If you eat this, you're over a lav of chametz, but there's no avera of ba'al yirah and ba'al yimatze. So to answer up Rashi, so if we're talking about the taruvas of chametz, so then the pshat in Rashi is pasuk. The Ran speaks this out, because the taruvas of chametz has chametz in it. The chametz is not bottle. The Torah is megala that the chametz is not bottle. And the chametz is like it's still there, but in. So it's pasuk, it's obvious that there's ba'al yirah ba'al yimatze, because the chametz is there. So that's not such a question that why Rashi says you'd be over ba'al yirah ba'al yimatze. Even if the pasuk is coming to say in Isra Achila, but l'maisa, the word is that it's not bottle, so it's like it's still around. If it's still, we look at it like it's ba'en, so pasuk there's ba'al yirah ba'al yimatze. But chametz naiksha, which is not normal chametz, so if there's a riboy for that in the Isra of Achila, that there's any problem of Ayra, Ba'i Matze. It's a whole under a sword sug chametz. So why should it be in the Isser? So perhaps we can answer that the Farashi, that we know that the Chiddush, that chametz has this Isser of Ayra, Ba'i Matze. It's a very mechushtik Isser that you're not even allowed to have it in your house. Even Isuri Hanah, like Bazar V'Cholav and Kloya Karam, you're allowed to have it in your house. It's not allowed to have hanah. Chametz is very unique. That even though it's not the most chomer iser of all, but lemaisa, you can't have it in your house. So what's the pshat? Is there a pshat? So the Rav Yosef Engel in Lekach Taiv in Klal Ches, he brings the Prima Gadda from the Psicha who was asked, who discusses the issue. Is there a reason why chametz has bai rabbi matzeh? And the Prima Gadim brings some Tashbates that explains that since chametz is something that people eat during the rest of the year, and lo badal in shemineh, people are accustomed to eating chametz. It's not like a piece of batav chalav or chazer that you know all year round. It's osur chametz you're accustomed to eat. So there is therefore a chash that just creating an iser of eating would not be sufficient. And the Ran, in the beginning of the Masechta, says this is an Efsher, that perhaps the Isser of by Rabbi Matzah is based on the fact of the Svara of Lovadila Inshimine. The Ran explains that that's the background why there's a Chiva Bedika Chametz, and getting rid of the Chametz, taking it out of your house, even after the Bittel. Because we're scared that even if it's Bittel and it's ownerless, you don't have it, we're scared you might come to eat it. As Dr. Ran, Efsher, that's why there's a Vayra and a Baal Yimatzeh. So it could be that the Rosh Hashanah wants to, from here, bring a raya that you find a siyog deraisa. Sometimes the Torah itself makes a gzera. We know, that's normally the job of the Rabbanon, to make gzeras, to protect the mitzvahs. But the Maisa, the Rosh Hashanah makes a list of places where you find even with deraisa that the Torah creates a siyogim. And his first example is Bayimatzeh, which is like a siyog, because people are accustomed to eating chametz. The Torah says we don't even want you to have it by your rishus whatsoever. Even though from a technical perspective, midyaraisa, noch the bittel and the beer, it could really be in your house, but the fact that you can't own it, you can't have it in your rishus, still creates a certain separation and a distancing of yourself from the chametz, which can be understood as shikol time of the krah, but it can be understood the gidur de milsa is as a siyog. So if we understand that the baal yirah is a siyog against the achila, so then it's very geshmak the Rashi over here, because once you have a gilui from kol machmetes that you're not allowed to eat chametz naiksha, there's an isra achila chametz naiksha. So then misvara you can say mamela, since lo bedili in shemine. And people would theoretically be vipul as they were accustomed to eating or dealing with chametz naiksha the rest of the year where it's not usher at all. So therefore it passes a bayra bayimatzeh as well. If the getter bayra bayimatzeh is a siyog and the getter gzera against to protect the isra of achila of chametz. So once it's an isra of achila memela, there could be a bayra bayimatzeh. So perhaps that could be a pshat for Rashi. Now, in Rabbeinu Tam, that the surim over here is an isra of achila. So the Rash brings the shaila. What would be the story with bedikas chametz? Now, according to Rashi, if there's a bayi rabbi imatzeh, it's a davar pashut that there's a chiyev of bedikas chametz. It's a davar pashut because it, just like all other chametz that has bayi rabbi imatzeh. There's a gzera of needing bedikas chametz, the chiva bedikas chametz. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, if the whole answer is achila, so is there an avera? Is there a need of? Is there a mitzvah of bedikas chametz? So the Rash discusses this shaila and brings that it's totally. The Rash explains that it's totally in two svaras. In why do we have a chiv of bedikas chametz? The first svara is that the Torah is worried that maybe by bittul chametz. I'm sorry, the Chazal were worried that maybe by bittul chametz, you're going to have the chametz sitting around your house. And as we mentioned before, lo bedili inshi, people are accustomed to seeing the chametz and eating chametz all year round. So if it's sitting in their house, even if it's hefker, and there's no real isra of chametz, but lemaisa you might come to eat it. So the Chum expanded the Isser, and they said, do a Vedika, and get rid of the chametz, take it out of your house, or if it's in your house, put up a wall, put up something, a hecker. So if that's the Svara, so then, according to Rabbeinu Tam, we can say, there's also a Chiva Vedika, even though there's no Ba'irah, Ba'imatze, but once there's an Isser of Achila, so at least Midrabanon, there'd be an Inyan of Vedika's chametz, because since Lo Bedili in Shemineh, people are accustomed to eating the chametz, so they would have a chiv of bedikas chametz to get it out of the way, so you shouldn't come to eat it. Similar to the svara d'araisa that we said in Rashi, for Baal Yirah, in Rabbeinu Tam would be a svara d'rabbanon. Then the Rashi says that there's another svara for bedikas chametz. That says we find the very inyan, that the Torah is machmer, and the Torah gave a Baal Yirah and a Baal Yimatzeh, that's a unique type of an iser on chametz. So that led the Chachamim to expand the Isser and make it Chiva Bedika. So Mela, if that's the battery behind the mitzvah of bedikas chametz, that the fact that there's a chumrah, Rabbi Rabbi Matze, so then we can say that that chametz naiksha and teruvas chametz that a kohen made a tam does not have Rabbi Rabbi Matze. That all it has is an isra achila. So since it doesn't have the extra chomer, Rabbi Rabbi Matze Mamela, it's not nageya, it's not shaykh to it the din of bedikas chametz. So it would come out to be the second shot that you could have a machlekas Rashi in a minute of time, and there's a chiv of bedikas chametz for chametz naiksha and chametz v'teruvas. According to Rashi, that since it's a clear by Rabbi Matze, there'd be a chiv of bedika, and according to minute of time, they wouldn't. However, all this is so it seems to be somewhat academic. And the Korban Asanul already asked the question, and he brings it to Shaz and Shuvas, but Yeshua asked the question, that really this Mishnah, it does not seem to be a Liber de Hilchasa. Because the Gemara, Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, brings a Brisa, that the Brisa says that this Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer Shita. He darshans, Kol Machmetas, Loisachelu. But the Chachamim disagree, the Chachamim seem to hold, that there is no Isser Deraisa on Taruvas Chametz and on Chametz Naiksha. So therefore, this whole shaila of what the Isser is, first of all, between Rashi and Tam, and the shaila of if there's a chiyuv of bedika or not, would not seem to have any halachic ramifications. So it's bothering the Korban Asanul, why does the Rosh, as we know is halacha sefer, why does the Rosh feel the need to be masber and to give us over these shittas when it's not nagei halacha? So come to the Korban Asanul, he says, it would seem from the Rosh, like the Rosh learns up like the Shita of the Rambam and the Beis Yosef in the Rambam, that even the Chachamim, who argue with Rabbi Eliezer, they only argue about Chametz Naiksha. They hold that Chametz Naiksha is Derabanan and Gansin. But when it comes to Teruvas Chametz, they hold it an Issur D'oraisa. There's no Malkus, perhaps, but there's an Issur D'oraisa on Chametz with Teruvas. So if you learn in the Chachamim that there is an Isser Deoraisa Chametz Terubis, so then we go back and we say it's an Isser of Achila Pashtus, and now the Rosh's Shailov, the Mitzvah of Adikas Chametz, becomes relevant. Even if we don't hold like our Mishnah, it's still Nageya by Chobachas by Terubis Chametz, is there a Chiv of Adikas Chametz? If the reason is because lo v'dila inshi minei, and we're scared you're going to come to eat it, there would be a chiv of bedika, and if the reason is the Torah is machmer kalabai rabai matzei, then lechayr there would be no chiv of bedika. So the shaila of the rush would be nageya, even l'didan that we don't hold like this mishnah. Agav the balamor, most rishonim also hold like we're saying that this mishnah is not la halacha. The Balamor holds that this is a stam Mishnah. Balamor holds that we pass in a gatz like this Mishnah, that both Chometz Metarubis and Chometz Naiksha would be deraisa. But the Rambam, Beis Yosef, and Korban Asanul and the Rosh are learning that when it comes to Rubis Chometz, there's an Isser without Malkus, an Isser deraisa. Comes to Chometz Naiksha, it's derabanan. There are other Rishonim that learn that we entirely do not paskin any deraisa. And the pashas of the tour, although it's in Taf Mem Beis, although the Kurosawa wants to say perhaps the tour doesn't mean that, but the Taz learns in the tour that it is all derabanan. Now, what about bedikas chametz and chametz naiksha? So just halach lemaitz at the end. So we paskin this course and we're saying that chametz naiksha is derabanan. The Mishnah Berurah in Taf Mem Beis, Sivka Nalef, says that still there's a chiyuv of beer, midrabanan. You should try to get rid of it, you should try to find it and get rid of it before Pesach, but since it's derabanan, the end of Siman Taf Mem Zayin, when it comes to the dinam of chomet, sh'avar alav ha-Pesach, so then the Shulchan Aruch paskins that there's no Isser in Hana. The Magen Avraham says not only is there no Isser of Hana by chomet derabanan like chomet naiksha, there is also no Isra of Achila. But the Mishnah Berurah brings that most Achrayim, the Chayk Yaakov and the Makor Chaim, and the, maybe the Vilna Gaon, the Bir Agra at the end, they seem to not hold like the Magen Avraham. And they hold that there is a Hetzer of Hana, but the Isra of Achila remains even by Chametz Naiksha. However, the Aruch HaShulchan, interestingly, goes straight with the Magen Avraham and is not Mitzayin to any Chokim and seems to hold the Dover Pashat, maybe because this Rav Chershah Rav Pesach is the Rabbanan, so he goes the Kula. But the Aruch HaShulchan Paskins, like the Magen Avraham, is a Heter V'chila. And the this would be Nageya, Halacha Lamaisa, the conscious agencies, where they have various ingredients, chemicals, etc., substances that they use, chametz nekshetika substances that are used. So if you have a Jewish company that did not make a mechiras chametz, and now they'd like to use these substances as ingredients in various products, so it would be negaya. This shayla, according to the Mishnah Bura, with the Rav Achrayim, it would be asur b'achila, and you couldn't use it and put it into products. And according to the Aruch HaShulchan, so you would go like the Magen Avraham, and since it was chametz neksha, and so even though there was no mechira, the b'di'eved, it would be good even for achila.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.